Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to read the story of Jesus. This will be our Easter special. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a town in the rocky hills of Judea. Mary and Joseph were his parents. Joseph worked as a carpenter. When Jesus grew old enough, he helped him. Jesus was 12 years old when he and his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. Jesus was thrilled by the sight of Jerusalem towering behind its great stone walls. Jesus' heart rejoiced when he entered the temple, the house of the Lord God. Jesus knew even then that his life's purpose would to be work for his Father in heaven and telling people all about him. When Jesus became a young man, he met a prophet called John the Baptist. John asked people to stop doing wrong and to be baptized to show that they were starting a new and better life. John baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. At that moment, God sent a dove down from heaven, a sign that he was pleased. Afterward, Jesus went off by himself, deep into the desert. He stayed for many days, thinking about the good and evil in the world. He prayed for God to show him the way to live his life. When Jesus returned from the wilderness, he began to teach. He traveled from town to town, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God and healing those who were sick. Next, Jesus met with the fishermen tending their nets on the shore and with shepherds watching their flocks. Once Jesus spoke to a crowd of about 5,000 people. It grew late and everyone was hungry. Only one boy had brought food, 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. Jesus took the boy's food and blessed it. Then he broke the food into pieces and gave it to the people. Through Jesus' miracle, everyone had enough to eat. One night, when Jesus and his disciples were on a boat, a terrible storm blew up. The men were terrified, but Jesus called out, "Quiet, be still." The storm stopped and the waves died down. This was another one of Jesus' miracles. Jesus often walked through vineyards and fields, teaching the people by telling them stories about people like themselves. He told stories about workers gathering grapes in the vineyards, as Jesus gathered people to God. He also told them about shepherds searching for lost sheep, just as God searched for sinful people hoping to change their ways and bring them back to the Father. Stay tuned. We have a brief message from one of our sponsors and we'll be right back. Jesus told people to follow the wishes of God rather than worry about becoming wealthy. He appointed the flowers of the field, which do not worry about wealth or work for it. Yet God clothed them in the greatest beauty, greater than any beauty that can be bought through wealth. But not everyone liked Jesus. The leaders of the temple were afraid that Jesus would turn the people against them. They were glad when a man named Judas offered to lead them to Jesus. The temple leaders paid Judas 30 pieces of silver. Soon, Jesus was captured by a group of soldiers. They brought him before the governor, who was a man named Pontius Pilate. When Judas saw them, he was sorry for what he had done to Jesus. He tried to return the money to the leaders of the temple, but now it was too late. Pontius Pilate let the soldiers take Jesus away to a place called Golgotha, where he was crucified with two other men. Before he died, Jesus prayed to God. "Forgive them," he said, "for they know not what they do." It was a sad day for all the people who loved Jesus. Then a miracle happened. 3 days later, some women visited Jesus' tomb. They were surprised to find an angel waiting for them. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "Jesus has risen. He is not here." And soon Jesus appeared to the women himself on the road. Just before Jesus went up to heaven, he appeared to his disciples and told them to travel to faraway places and teach people to obey his words. "And I will always be with you," promised Jesus, "until the end of the world."